The federal government is distributing the vaccines based on a state's population. Cuomo says an estimated 40,000 more doses of Moderna's vaccine are expected by the end of the month. He says the top priorities will be the elderly living in nursing homes and staff at the residences, and frontline healthcare workers in emergency rooms, ICUs, or working directly with COVID patients.
By the end of December, the administration suggests that there'll be enough to vaccinate 20 million people with two dosages, which is 40 million dosages. That means 6% of Americans. Gives you an idea of where we're going to be coming into January. And those 6% will be prioritized as the healthcare workers, seniors, in congregate facilities, et cetera.
Cuomo says things won't be back to normal until 75 to 85% of Americans get the vaccine, and it will be months before that occurs. He says the vaccination program will be the largest governmental operation since World War II, but he says Congress has yet to provide enough funding for the project.
The state nationwide estimate is about $8 billion. This state, you could estimate to do a real outreach education campaign, $1 billion. And we just don't have it.
The state already has a $14 billion deficit, much of it due to pandemic-related expenses. Cuomo says while he agrees with the CDC's recommendations that the essential healthcare workers and nursing home residents and staff get the vaccine first, he still wants a New York State-based panel to review the FDA's vaccine approval process. Polls show as many as half of Americans have some reservations about taking the vaccine. Cuomo says the New York panel will help reduce public skepticism.
They're cynical and skeptical about this administration's approval process. We'll set up a New York panel, California panel, to review the approval to help build confidence and to counter that existing cynicism.
The news on the vaccines comes as the number of New Yorkers in the hospital with coronavirus is climbing at what the governor says is an alarming rate. Hospitalizations in western New York, which has the highest positivity rate, are over 250% above average. Cuomo said earlier in the week that he'll now include hospital capacity as a factor when deciding whether to designate a region a microcluster hot zone and impose restrictions on businesses and religious and personal gatherings. The statewide positivity rate for the virus on Tuesday was 4.63%. 69 New Yorkers died of the disease. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.